KFIZ News Time 1039 is Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios here on this Tuesday. It's July 6th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. And it's time for our July updates from our friends over at the Fond du Lac Public Library. And once again, Ian Stapleton from the library, kind enough to join us to keep us up to date on what's happening as busy summer continues at the Fond du Lac Public Library. Ian, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good. Glad to be back at it here and in the air conditioning on a hot and humid summer day after the 4th of July holiday.
Certainly can't appreciate it. And if anyone doesn't have air conditioning, come on over to the library. We've got plenty of cool air here and a lot more to enjoy.
Plenty of cool air and lots to do and see and lots of great books to read. And boy, speaking of reading, Ian, I know summer reading program that's rolling along here for the summer months.
Absolutely. We're a month into our summer reading program that we have every single summer. We've got plenty more to enjoy coming up. First of all, if you want to register for summer reading, it's really easy to do. You just go to our website, fdlpl.org, and there's a link that helps you register on our online portal, Beanstack. By registering and then reading some books, or even listening to audiobooks, however you'd like to do it, you can win lots of prizes over the course of this summer, including instant prizes and for adults, lots of popcorn. Everyone loves our popcorn that we get from Ferris. Our theme this year is Reading Colors Your World, and every 30 minutes of reading helps you receive some of those instant prizes, and you can be entered into a grand prize drawing at the end of the summer as well. And that's only one aspect of summer reading, of course. We've got plenty of activities and events going on throughout the summer, including some in-person events coming up, even starting tomorrow. We have Storytime in the Park for kids over at Russell Park tomorrow. Now, we've got two different sessions, 9:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and this is going to be our first story time in person that we've held in probably 16 months, so we're really excited about this. Registration is required for this event, so I'd ask people who are interested in participating to go to calendar.fdlpl.org or just go to fdlpl.org and find our calendar that way, and click on the event for tomorrow, the story times. Choose either the 9:30 or 10:30 and register for either one of those events. Now, if you're an adult looking for an in-person event, we have Craft in the Park coming up on July 19th at 6 p.m. That's also a registration-required event. We're going to hold that at McDermott Park. And if you'd like to join us for this, if you love to do crafts, it's going to be a beaded garden stake. I keep wanting to say garden snake. Garden stake that you can make. We'll have all the materials supplied for this. And, again, register at fdlpl.org or go to calendar.fdlpl.org to register for this event.
And I see with the crafts in the park, too, you're offering a second one. We could talk about that more next month, but if people can't make the one coming up in a couple weeks, they can attend the one in August, too.
Exactly. We'll have another one coming up in August. That one will be on August 16th. Both are at 6 p.m., and both are at McDermott Park. So you both require registration. Now, we've got several contests going on as well throughout the course of the next month. For teenagers, we are holding our second annual Teen Art Contest. It was very popular last year, so we're bringing it back this year. And this is an event where you can do it kind of at your own pace. Any teenager can create a piece of art that portrays the theme, What Colors Your World? They can turn in up to three letter size entries. They all have to be two-dimensional, so they can't be multimedia kind of art entry that gets really thick. It needs to be two-dimensional. But they can turn these three in for a chance to win a $250 Visa gift card. While additional recognition will be given to second place and a People's Choice Award. Again, this is something you can learn more about at fdlpl.org. We also have a contest for youth. Your Summer Colors Drawing Contest. Kids are invited to draw a picture of what summer means to them and submit it for a prize at the children's desk here at the main library. We have three different age groups for this, 5 and under, 6 to 8, 9 to 11. And again, we have more details about this at fdlpl.org as well. So lots going on for our summer reading program. We've got a lot of other things going on as well. Speaking of new things starting tomorrow, we are introducing our first in-person gallery at the Langdon Divers 3D Gallery. That's going to be our first one in-person at the gallery since before the pandemic. It's been about 16 months for that as well. We've been showing plenty of art on the Langdon Facebook page. So Langdon's been active, but this will be the first time people can come and tour the pieces of art in person, which will be really nice. That art gallery opens tomorrow. They'll be able to come view pieces of art from the Thelma Visual Artists Group. This is a visual artist group from Thelma that hasn't met since before the pandemic, during the whole pandemic. So this is really actually the first time that they've been able to get together. And the public also can join them for an artist reception on Thursday, July 8th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Langdon Divers Gallery. If you're wondering where that is, it's just inside the front doors to the library off the parking lot. There's the gallery is right off to the left there as you go in that main atrium there.
Very cool. And we're talking with Ian Stapleton from the Fond du Lac Public Library here for their July updates on the airwaves here in KFIZ. And Ian, History at Home, you're exploring language heritage this month.
Yes, we have Joe Salmon from Badger Talks Live, who's going to be joining us via Zoom to discuss languages in Wisconsin. Wisconsin historically has been remarkably rich in languages, from indigenous to immigrants. And this talk is going to be exploring that whole map of Wisconsin languages, both past and present. Now, if you want to join us, this is going to be July 15th at 6 p.m., and this will be via Zoom, so you'll need the link. You can get that link from calendar.fdlpl.org, or if it's easier, just go to fdlpl.org and find the link to our calendar, and then find the event on the calendar to get that link. We're also very excited about our summer residency program at the Idea Studio here. The Idea Studio, of course, is our makerspace here at the library. We've got all kinds of cool things there. But we're really excited about the summer residency that starts. We have a summer resident every summer, and this year it's going to be Maria Anholzer. She's an Appleton-based multimedia artist. And she's going to be hosting a really innovative program that's going to include both virtual and in-person and hybrid events. There's going to be lots of ways that you can interact with her and be a part of the summer residency program this year. We're going to be putting exact details of what the residency is going to include on our website, fdlpl.org, but what we can tell you right now is that she's going to offer in-person and virtual programs and to encourage area artists and makers to explore their abilities. It's going to include weekly office hours, a weekly art night, and more. We're very excited about this. And that's going to start from July 12th and go through August 30th.
Very good. Couple minutes left, Ian. Anything else you wanted to highlight for the month of July?
Oh, sure. We're also excited about the Green Lake Festival of Music's Brass Quintet that's going to be coming to the library. They're going to be performing right on Sheboygan Street on July 29th at 10 a.m. No registration necessary. Keep in mind that this could be a popular event and we could get quite busy down there, so you may want to come early. But we're really excited to have this in-person event right on the front steps of the library there. We're also encouraging kids to reach out to individuals in local senior communities via the Share a Smile letter writing program, which goes to the end of July. We supplied some templates for what kids could write if they don't know what they might want to write, or they can write something themselves. They can send a letter or send drawings or jokes or riddles. We'll even then send those all on to local senior communities to help build that bridge. We've also got a very popular family photo scavenger hunt that's going on right now. We're encouraging families to try to find some photos where we took some photos around the community. Some are going to be easy to find, some are going to be a little bit more difficult to find. But it's going to be a lot of fun. You can pick up a game sheet here at the library, or you can download it from our website, fdlpl.org.
Excellent. Ian, thanks as always for the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again next month. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Ian Stapleton joining us from the Fond du Lac Public Library for July updates. Again, fdlpl.org, place to go.